Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina. It is always great to be here with you and the listeners of Real Side Radio, where you can find us at therealside.com. And you can chat in there with all of your fellow listeners for Across the Fruited Plain. Or you can listen to us on the terrestrial radio stations as, well, so many of you do. It is great to be here. I'm Dave Sussman. I occasionally sit in the chair here for Joe Messina. Have been doing so now for quite some time. And it's always good to be here, even during times of crisis and worry and fear and stress. And I think those are exactly what most people will tell you how they're feeling right now. Worry, stress, and fear. Today is April the 1st, and unlike most April the 1sts, where we're sending out jokes regarding April Fools, more and more people are worried today how they're going to be paying their bills. This is the new reality that we now find ourselves in. And as Rachel Maddow said in the election night of 2016, this is your world now. This is real. This is reality. And she was obviously referring to being very upset by Hillary Clinton losing. But this is much, much worse from the standpoint of any impact that it may have on the left or the right. This is on everybody. This is an earthquake of epic proportions that is happening right now across the world. The world. I had a Zoom conference on Friday night with my family in England. I'm originally from London. Been here 43 years now. So I don't have much of an accent left, but a couple of whiskeys and I'll be saying, "Hello, love." But we were chatting. They're locked down just like you are. And people are scared. People are being furloughed. People are losing income. Even people that have businesses that are still open and are not technically on the unemployment lines are finding cash flow is coming to a stop, a standstill. And cash flow, ladies and gentlemen, is the lifeblood of any economy. If the cash flow doesn't move, if it doesn't transact from one party to another, then the trucks don't deliver milk to the store shelves. And that's when you have a societal breakdown. Right now, we're doing okay. You can still go to the store, and you can still find most things that you need. Yes, some things are rationed. Some things are gone from the store shelves the second that they go there. I was joking yesterday because for the first time in a month I found toilet paper, and I know it's now a meme, but you start to get a little bit concerned after you start taking a look at your dwindling stock. And so I went out yesterday and went to three or four different stores just for that purpose. And I walked in and I saw like four left, you know, four big packages of Charmin double strength, whatever they're called, on this pallet. And I went over, grabbed one, this man behind me, and he looked at me. We would have given each other a high five and a big jump, slow motion jump, if we didn't have social distancing going on. We both said it. We're just like winning the lottery. This is the world that we're living in now. And it's the little things like that that we can smile about, and hopefully we'll look back on and remember the great toilet paper shortage of 2020. But people are hurting right now. You may be hurting. You may be worried. You may be with your family, or you may be alone. You haven't seen your friends in person in a while. And you may be feeling depressed and anxious and worried and stressed. I'm just going to say this. We're going to get through this. You're going to get through this. And I'm going to say the same thing that I said to my kids. I've got a 19 and a 15-year-old. My father grew up in World War II, East End of London, poverty-stricken, with the bombs dropping on him for 71 straight nights as the German blitzed London. By day, he was being beaten up because he was a Jew. My grandfather, RAF fighter, shot down over Nazi-occupied France, Vichy France, and was held as a prisoner of war in a Nazi prison labor camp for 4 years. It's my grandfather. I barely remember him because he died at 57. A broken man. You know what? We're going to get through this. You don't want to be locked at home. You don't want to go to the store and worry about getting, you know, the virus, of which 80-85% most people get. It will not impact them. We're going to get through this, and you're going to get through this. And money, it comes and it goes, and yes, we need it to pay the bills, but it will come again. And we're going to get through this, and you're going to get through this. And to talk about the economic impact that this is going to be having, we're going to be having Larry Greenfield, who is a Claremont fellow and a wealth manager. He's going to be joining us, and we're going to kind of pull all this apart and put it back together again after the break. But my background with all of this is, while I do radio and I have my show, I've been doing business restructuring, turnarounds, and capital acquisition now since 1994, 26 years. This is my career. And the fear and the worry that I'm hearing from business owners who are my clients right now is unlike anything I've ever heard. It makes 2008 look like a walk in the park. And we're only a few weeks into this thing. So everybody's stressed and everybody's worried. I just want to ask you, as we're going to talk about this and go into this hour on the economy, just step back from it all and just remember the most important things in our life are the basics. It's your good health, it's your family, and it's your friends. And if you have all that, you're rich. You're wealthy. And we will be bouncing back from this again. I promise you that. So, folks, don't go away, because after the break, we're going to be talking about all of this and a whole lot more here at Realside Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. Don't go away, folks.
Market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist those two will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Of course, any bumper music that starts with Monty Python is going to be just that much better. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio, with you across the fruited plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network, and it is always a pleasure to be here with you. And as you're listening to this, and as I talked about in the introduction segment of hour number two here tonight, I was talking about the fact that, you know, as you're sitting here listening to this show, it is April the 1st. There are so many people that are worried about paying rent right now. Numbers that just came out today is just absolutely stunning when we take a look at how the implications are going to be impacting everybody across the country right now. Economists are saying that millions filed for jobless claims for the week ending March 28th, but many more millions are still expected in the weeks to come. They're expecting 4 million, maybe more coming up this Thursday. And what we're looking at right now is actually as 2008 and 2009 happened, it kind of unraveled over a period of months. We're literally seeing those same numbers doubled in a period of weeks. And to talk about this, I'm delighted to have joining us here at RealSide, and this is somebody that is a phenomenal brain on so many different issues, Israel, the economy, politics, and everything else, Larry Greenfield. He is a fellow at the Claremont Institute. He's a frequent media columnist and a commentator and a longtime wealth advisor. Larry, welcome. How are you?
Thank you, Dave. I'm good. I'm concerned for everybody, but I'm so happy to be with you. And you do such a great job in the media. And I'm always happy to be with you and befriend you and your audience. And thanks for having me.
It's great to have you join us. We saw each other a few weeks ago. We knew that the pandemic was kind of coming along strong, but we hadn't had the lockdown yet. And we joined the Jewish Republican Alliance with Larry Elder and Candace Owens and had a phenomenal evening. And it was only a few days after that that everything just stopped. It seems like a year ago now, doesn't it?
I'm so glad you're healthy, because that was kind of the final public event I attended.
Yeah.
We took a picture together. We both posted it, and you were very charming as always, and I was so happy to see you. And it was such a fun night. There must have been 600, 800, 1,000 people there.
Yeah, 900 people.
Yeah, but probably we shouldn't have been there, but we weren't in lockdown yet.
Right.
And it wasn't quite, I admit, it wasn't quite clear that night. When was that? About the 5th or 6th or 7th of May, of March?
Yeah, I think it was definitely in the first week of March, right? Maybe at the latest the 10th, I don't know. But it was within a couple of days of everything, just the record scratch moment in the world, you know?
Well said. So
yeah.
I'm glad you're healthy, because if we had gotten sick that night, we would have known it by now.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's good to have you. Now, one of the things that, you know, is deeply concerning to both of us, because we're both in the financial services field, and that is that, yes, most importantly, we want everybody to remain healthy, and we will get through this, the social distancing, and hopefully a vaccine will eventually come out, and they're trying all sorts of different things right now, and the fact that 85% of people that get this thing, you know, isn't going to be too serious. But what is serious is that the economic impact right now is so much more spread across, you know, everybody regarding the economy right now and how it's impacting people. They say something, Larry, like 30 to 40% of people right now are unemployed or don't have an income. And those numbers are about to go through the roof. Have we seen anything like this outside of the Great Depression?
No, not even close. Take a step back with me, Dave. I argued at the very beginning, so in late February, early March, if you're going to shut down and you're going to do lockdown, do it immediately. We'll take the pain. And I was very unhappy that we even had to do that. And that was because the healthcare industry was wildly unprepared. I wanted them, the government, to call for a national volunteer movement of young, healthy people, not the elderly, who could have sheltered in place and stayed at home. I wanted to surge up our hospital beds and our facilities, whether it was in the desert or in space, and create the capacity such that we would not have to go into 1, 2, 3 month economic lockdown in order to flatten that curve, in order to slow the spread of the virus, in order to save the healthcare industry from being overwhelmed. We all agree we need to wash hands, we need to be careful, we needed to stay at home, but I wasn't happy that we weren't prepared, so I know that's 2020 hindsight. But remember Bill Gates, the world's richest man and a pretty good guy and a pretty philanthropic guy, he gave that speech back in 2015.
The TED Talk.
The TED Talk. He said, this is the big risk. And we had the N1H1. We had SARS. We had Ebola. We knew that we weren't prepared. Where were the ventilators and the respirators and the masks and the personal protective equipment and the gowns and the beds and the ICU units and the extra hospitals? I am really unhappy, Dave, that the cure may be worse than the disease. It is what it is now. I understand. I understand it's a very contagious disease. Only 99% of us will not die, thank God. And by the way, studies are now really coming out rapidly that it's the immunocompromised who are in big trouble, and it's the elderly, people with diabetes and other diseases. And so those people should be at home, and they should be cared for. I'm unhappy, Dave, we didn't have a national call to arms. We were told to go to war by staying on our couch. Now, that violates everything in my soul.
What would you have wanted to hear?
I wanted a shutdown in February rather than March.
Okay.
Earlier would have been much better. Or, we will shut down the elderly. We will care for them. We will provide soup outside their door. Anybody who's sick gets priority. But let's build hospitals in 2 weeks, not 2 months, or not 3 months. I wanted to go to war against this virus. Instead, we went to war against our economy. And as you've said and others have said, and I'm not blaming anyone, but the number of suicides and child abuse and depression and lost jobs forever and career paths disrupted and retirement savings ruined, this is a catastrophe at this point.
Yeah, it truly is. As we head into our first break here, Larry, tell folks where they can find you and read you and all of the wonderful resources that you provide.
Yeah, mostly just on Facebook. They can always contact Claremont.org, but I'm on Facebook and I'm available, and there's still room to get in as a friend or just be a lurker and just publicly watch my writings and my posts.
Yeah, it's always really good to hear what you have to say, and you know, you are featured as a media commentator across a lot of different outlets out there, and you know, you've got a perspective, and I want to get into this after the break with you right now. You know, if you were a politician today, what it is that you would do? What are some of the things that would be, you know, the different arrows that you could you could shoot right now? Because we're facing something that is unlike anything we've ever seen before, economically speaking, not just the pandemic as well. And as you stated, you're not too sure whether or not the cure is worse than the disease. And that's what's most scary to all of us. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks. Larry Greenfield and I will be right back here after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States have surpassed 200,000 on Wednesday,
doubling since Friday as the country rolls out broader testing and outbreaks pop up in more and more cities. The coronavirus has killed at least 4,400 people in the United States. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. With today being the first day of the month, rent is due for millions of Americans. Now, this is the first time a rent payment has been due since the coronavirus outbreak shuttered much of the country and caused widespread job losses. Financial expert Chris Hogan says if you're facing financial hardship,
the worst thing you could do is avoid your creditors and wait on them to call you or to make a promise to pay that you can't keep. So a lot of times people will make a promise to pay just to get off the phone. Don't do that.
Hogan speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Dave Sussman here in the chair with you. Welcome back, Real Side Radio, across the free-to-play on GCN and Salem Radio Network. It is always good to be back with everybody here at the Real Side. You can find us at therealside.com. And you can find me at Whiskey Politics. Yes, my show, Whiskey Politics, easiest place to find us is please subscribe on YouTube. You can find Whiskey Politics on Facebook. We've got a fun little group over there where we put up stuff every single day. And you can find me on Twitter at David Sussman. So, I try not to really gauge what is happening with the greater economy right now based upon what is happening in the stock market on a day-to-day basis, because the point swings that we're seeing happening right now are the same point swings that we would see happening over a period of a month or longer before all this started. But our guest, Larry Greenfield, who is a fellow at the Claremont Institute and a wealth advisor and somebody that has been featured across a whole range of different media outlets to talk about everything from the economy to politics and everything that is going on right now, joins me to discuss this. And Larry, welcome back. And let me just say this right now, upgrading news. After today's awful almost 1,000-point drop in the markets, the Dow futures as of right now, this is Wednesday evening, is up about 230 points in the green, so that's good sign right now. But, you know, talk to me a little bit about your perspective from micro, macro perspective regarding the stock market right now, where things are at, where things should be heading, and whether or not we should use that as a gauge to determine the economic health of the country.
Great questions. Generally, yes, the market reflects earnings and growth and forecasting, but minute by minute, and even Dave, I'm firm that when you're looking at the futures today for tomorrow morning's opening, that's on really light volume. So that could just be positioning, or even a short covering. So it's not really indicative of what tomorrow will be. I think what happened today was the start of the quarter, and what happened last week was the end of the quarter, and since the market had been down 30% essentially, in the month of March or so, late February and March, fund managers had to buy at the end of March because the equities had got out of balance. So they were much more in bonds, so they had to buy equities at the end of March. So quarter end window dressing is what drove the market up. And of course it even went up before the end of the month, before Tuesday, because people anticipate that, traders and investors. So We had a good 20% bounce off the bottom. We're probably going to go right back down and test that bottom, 18,000 or so in the Dow. Who knows? It could go much lower. It could go to 16 or 15 or 14, or we might hit 18 and bounce again. If the news starts to get better in terms of cases and mortality and antiviral medicines, the market will react sharply. We are in a volatile period, and so you're correct. We're seeing wilder swings in the market. 6 months from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, we'll be higher. But in any given moment or day or week, it can certainly go lower.
So do you see, I mean, we were down at 18,000 last week and it came back strong. Do you see that as much as just the quarter ending? I just want to understand what you were saying. Is it much as much about the quarter ending, or is it a dead cat bounce?
Both. I think we bounced sharply after some of the vicious selling, the high volume, volatile selling, the people barfing up their stocks, funds getting out, margin calls, all the reasons why people were scared or needed to sell. And so you had a natural recovery from that. We often have bear market rallies. We pulled out of a bear market with that sharp rally. Usually those rallies are 14%. This was 20% off the bottom. And now we're heading back down. And we'll have days of up, but I'm not happy about the market for the next month or so.
So, not to have you give free advice, but let's. if you were listening to this show right now and you're taking a look, and you know, I was talking with my previous guest, I was on his show, Dave Carter's, a few days ago, and I was referring to my father, who passed away in 2009. He was a very healthy 72-year-old man, but when he watched everything at Lehman Brothers, where he had big holdings, collapse, and he basically lost his life earnings, that stress, I'm 100% convinced in my mind, you can't sell me otherwise, that turned into the cancer that killed him. So you've got a lot of people that are watching right now, similar events occur. What would you tell them to do?
So first of all, I'm super sympathetic to your story, and I'm sorry for the passing of your dad. And I want everybody to take a breath and relax and turn off the television. And the first thing I want to say is consult your own financial advisor. And I'm not giving anybody specific stock tips or advice. That's number one.
Right.
Everybody's situation is different. So what I really mean by that is, if it's your life savings and you're elderly and you're retired and you're super nervous, then you needed to be allocating or reallocating as you got older. You shouldn't have been so vulnerable. Hopefully your advisor and you were selling a little bit at the all-time high. You know, Dave, people naturally reallocate and put more and more money into bonds or other fixed income as they get older and should be taking less risk. So if you're in your 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and listening to this show, you should be more diversified and don't take so much risk. If you're younger, this is great for you. If you're younger, it's not great for you personally or your family or the virus or the country. But as an investor and your portfolio for the next 10, 30, 50 years, did you want to be buying at the market all-time high? Or would you rather be buying at 30 or 40% lower? And as you allocate money from your job into your 401k, or anybody who's sitting on cash wondering, oh, I missed the big run-up, gently, gently, bit by bit, on really bad weeks and days, you allocate a little bit, and you put your money in the market. 5 years from now will clearly be higher.
So you're an optimist.
Well, in the long run, you got to bet on America and capitalism and free people and free markets and technology and efficiency. And, you know, Dave, they're very critical of stock buybacks. And I understand that companies that now receive loans or even federal, not bailouts, but lines of credit, that they're saying, don't spend money on your CEOs and don't spend money on buybacks. That's fine with me. Mm-hmm. But all the buybacks in the market over the last 5 years were good for companies and good for investors. They would have spent too much money building capacity and gotten crushed in this crisis. Thank God they bought back stock. They reduced the number of outstanding shares, which is good for investors. There are strong companies out there, Dave, that have cash on the balance sheet and not much debt, like Apple and many others. They're going to be the winners. Their competition certainly isn't going to arise. So sadly for the restaurant business, which is one of the big industries in America, 16 million jobs in the restaurant business, about 29 million in retail. But 16 million restaurant jobs, a lot of restaurants aren't coming back. Who do you think's going to win? The big chains, which now gobble up all the market share. The small Italian restaurant on the corner, if God forbid they can't come back, that is so sad and so bad. But the big Italian or pizza place that can deliver to you, they're going to pick up the market share. So a lot of companies will come back strongly. It won't be quickly. It'll take time. But I think investing for young people much lower than the market had been 6 weeks ago isn't a bad idea.
Retail and restaurants, definitely we're going to start to see, you know, a shakeout. In our last couple of minutes here of this segment, because I want to talk with you in the next segment about government policies and what should be implemented and what is being implemented after the break. But talk to me about the airlines. Is there going to be a consolidation? What are we looking at there?
There already has been, and they were pretty strong, and they've got market share, and certainly nobody's going to create a new airline at this moment. So I actually think, in the long run, American and Delta and United and a couple others, SkyWest and Southwest, are pretty good companies. They'll be back. People can book flights right now for 6 months from now or longer, whatever the airlines allow them to, at really low cost. Airlines will be back. Boeing will be back. There's only one airline maker in the United States, only two in the world, really, Airbus and Boeing, that I'm aware of, or at least publicly traded. So companies will be back. I just don't think it'll be quickly. You don't need to rush in tomorrow. I'm saying dollar cost average. Dabble in a little bit if you can afford it or out of your savings from work and buying 30-40% off the all-time high, which I admit was too puffed up. You know, I had been a little careful. I was not a buyer at the end of the bull market. I had been a seller, and some of my clients were selling a little bit and reallocating a little bit. Most people did, by the way. Anybody with a financial advisor probably was being careful at the market all-time high. So a lot of people didn't get stuck. Remember, Dave, we're only down now to 2018 levels.
Yeah.
We're not back down to 2008 levels.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big difference, and perspective is important. And if you've been in the market for decades, you know, you're still ahead, right? But if you've been in the market since July, you're crying right now. We've got Larry Greenfield, folks. He is a wealth advisor. He is a Claremont Fellow and a media commentator across multiple different outlets. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on right now with the stimulus packages, because they are plural, and if President Greenfield was in the White House right now, what would he be doing? We'll talk about this and more after the break here. Dave Sussman, Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
I don't think I've heard that one. Was that Abbott Costello? You ever go to school, stupid? Yes, sir, and I came out the same way. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio. You can find us at therealside.com. You can find me at YouTube at Whiskey Politics, as well as on Facebook at Whiskey Politics. And you know what? I never remember this because I hardly ever do anything with it. We have an Instagram page. I know that's popular with the kids today. And also on Facebook is our guest, Larry Greenfield, who is a wealth advisor. He is a fellow at Claremont University, the Claremont Institute, phenomenal think tank over there, and a media commentator. And we are talking about the economy right now, because I think when we talk about the pandemic, this will come and it will go, but what will happen with the economy? So President Greenfield, okay, we've already agreed I'm going to be your Secretary of State. So President Greenfield, you're sitting at the Resolute desk, and an advisor comes in and says to you, Mr. President, you have two choices. You must either turn the engines off this economy that was essentially leading you to a fairly reasonably good chance of a re-election, or you can allow thousands, maybe tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people to die. What do you do?
Well, I choose life, and so I don't have any beef with the fact that we had to stay at home. I just think we should have had more programs to put people to work, to help their neighbors, to help the elderly, to help the sick, to help the healthcare industry. We should have built medical care facilities in the desert. We left it all up to the Army Corps of Engineers, and they're amazing. We left it up to the U.S. Navy to bring those ships in. But we could have had able-bodied young men and women do more. That's all I wanted. I wanted a national project to help the healthcare industry. That's the reason we destroyed the economy, is because the healthcare industry was underprepared. And we won't make that mistake again. We will definitely have, like we have a strategic petroleum reserve, we're going to have a strategic healthcare reserve. We're going to have the ventilators next time for the next pandemic. We're going to have beefed up scientists and CDC and National Institutes of Health. But I wanted a project to put Americans to work for this war. That's all I asked for.
Do you think we will really do this? I mean, you know, tens of thousands of people died from H1N1 and SARS and the swine flu and Ebola. And we you have people like Bill Gates in 2015. Barack Obama was president there for at least, you know, another year and a half from the time Bill Gates made that TED talk. And yet nothing was done. Do you think that they just price a pandemic into it, and it's just better to not have to invest in that stuff, which will have to be replaced? You can't just leave a whole bunch of stuff in, you know, the Ark of the Covenant in a storage facility and pretend that you don't have to replace it every few years because the stuff goes bad. So that's a huge amount of money for the off chance of a major earthquake happening, right? Do you think people will learn their lesson from this?
Well, that's a great question, a subtle question. Probably not. I mean, in the short run, you're right, we'll be focused on the next pandemic, and this will be seared into everybody's brain. A lot more, by the way, than the 12,000 people who died in 2009, I guess, or 10, under Obama. But you're right, in the long run, we just don't think that way. We think short term. Politicians do, the market does, companies do, we all do in our individual lives. You know who doesn't? The Mormons. The Church of Latter-day Saint, God bless them, one of my favorite communities, they all have in their basements like a year's worth of supplies. They're told to as part of their religious observance.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The Mormons.
Yeah. Absolutely. They've all got those Tupperware containers full of cereal and food, and they're pretty clever that way.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Interesting. So we've got stimulus bill, and we're going to call it stimulus bill 1 because I think there's going to be 3 or 4 here. Stimulus bill 1 just passed last week. The president signed it this week, $2 trillion+, with a whole bunch of gimmies to the Democrats, including voter registration on the same day, and $25 million to the Kennedy Center of the Performing Arts, and NPR and PBS, and all sorts of crazy stuff that was thrown in. Talk to me about this from the perspective of they're talking about an infrastructure bill now for another couple of $1 trillion. This is supposed to be a conservative president. How do you feel about everything you're seeing right now with all this?
Not thrilled. I mean, Big Bird wasn't even sick. I don't know why PBS needed that money. Terry's George, I didn't hear anything about him. And the Kennedy Center, that is just, I know it's a small amount of money, and even the president said, okay, go ahead, because we've got to get this bill done. But that is just a giveaway to the entertainment interests of the swamp characters and creatures in Washington, D.C. And then, of course, they fired the National Symphony Orchestra. They didn't even use the money for their employees.
Yeah, the musicians. Hold on a minute, because I a lot of people didn't see this. This kind of went undetected in the media. The musicians at the Kennedy Center of the Performing Arts, 2 days after they got $25 million, were fired.
You know who else was fired? All those people that Mike Bloomberg and his campaign promised would have jobs through the end of November, win, lose, or draw. He dropped them a week later. He fired everybody.
Yeah, I heard that as well. Yeah.
So back to my being President Greenfield. I love that question. You can ask me that all day. I've got some proposals.
What would you do?
End of the capital gains tax. End it. No more capital gains tax. You've already paid tax on money you've earned. You've saved it. You earned it. You pay tax on it. And now you invest it in the economy. You take a risk. Some of those risks will win, and some will lose. Buying businesses or investing in companies or investing in the market or a home or a second home. And you weigh gains against losses. I understand that. But on your gains, you pay a tax on that. I don't like the capital gains tax. I want to wipe it out completely. We're going to need people to take risk and invest and create a velocity of money in the economy. and I know you understand this, but I want to end the capital gains tax completely, zero. I want you to take risk in the economy, and I don't want you to be penalized for it. But you're successful and create jobs.
Yeah, but President Greenfield, let me just say this, as Nancy Pelosi would say, and I'd like you to answer this. Fair share, that you're just giving gimmies to the corporations and the rich and the wealthy, and that's not going to trickle down to the workers, and blah, 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 blah. How do you answer all that?
I say blah, blah, back. I say most of the capital gains are paid by individuals who buy a home or buy a car or buy a painting, or buy a stock, or invest in a small business. We're going to need millions of new businesses, startup restaurants, and all those people who invest 50 grand, 20 grand, 100 grand, pool their money, 300 grand into a sports bar, whatever they build. I don't want them penalized. I want them to know that there's an extra reward for them for all the grit and all the sacrifice and all the time not spent with family and all the blood, sweat, and tears that is the American economy. Almost all of the American economy is small business. So thank you, Nancy Pelosi, for your financial advice, but I want to get rid of the capital gains tax.
Do you see this? Obviously, we're focused here in the United States, and we are, for all intents and purposes, the economic leader of the free world. And, you know, China is obviously going through some major constraints right now. But this is an international issue. You see England and Germany and France and Brazil and Spain and, you know, Australia now is concerned. They just had a 2% pullback of their stock market in tomorrow. Or whatever it is, market.
Yep.
And so this is now a global economic slowdown. Even if America and with the stimulus packages and everybody going back to work, however long that takes, do you fear that there will still be an economic contagion from our trading partners in other countries around the world that will still pull us back from really rapid growth?
Yes, and the answer to that is Made in America. We had Made in America laws, Dave, in 1933 during our Depression and 1983, and we're going to need another one. And I'll tell you some more proposals in addition to ending the capital gains tax. I'm just putting it on hiatus for 5 years if you invest now when we really need people to invest. How about no importation of Chinese-made goods? Yes, from other parts of the world. I want the supply chain to move to our friends. Like Vietnam, believe it or not, or the Philippines, or Bangladesh, or India, or Mexico, our neighbors, or the Canadians, or the English, but no more made in China, including our pharmaceuticals. Sorry. I want to heal our economy, and then when they least expect it, when we're in a position of strength, say to China two things. Sorry. Made in China can't enter our borders. And number two, you know that debt we owe you? Sorry, we're canceling it. How do you like them apples? That's the bill.
Yeah.
That's some apple pie for you, China, for giving us this virus and lying about it all along.
Yeah, yeah, and I think in our last minute here, Larry, that one of the things that's going to be coming out from all of this when it's all said and done, hopefully the appetite to continue trading as we have been, business as usual with China, will be revisited. President Trump today says he has a good relationship with President Xi, that they're now buying U.S. goods, and I understand the balancing act there, that he doesn't want to close the economy down to China either at the same time, but there needs to be some serious discussion. Had, doesn't there?
I think the president was right all along about his concerns about globalism and the cost of interdependence. We're a nation of independence. We need to produce our own medicine. I would not import Saudi oil. I'm furious at the Saudis and the Russians for destroying our energy industry with their shenanigans, trying to dump all this cheap oil on the world when we were the best producer. I would not import foreign oil.
Yeah.
I would not import Chinese-based goods right now. I would be
America first. America first under Larry Greenfield, President Greenfield, folks. Find Larry Greenfield on Facebook. Follow him. He's a great source of information. And great talking with you, my friend. I thoroughly enjoyed this. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you kindly, Secretary of State Sussman.
We'll have you back on again down the road, folks. And I'll be back here the third and final hour here at Real Side Radio. Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.